You're listening to a podcast from 702.
What's the tea?
Tell Clement
on 702.
All right, 22 minutes before 12 o'clock, let's get into our What's the Tea feature. You know what we do? We play a voice note if we receive a voice note or an email. A listener tells a story, and sometimes they ask for advice, sometimes they're just sharing a story to hear if you've gone through the same thing. So I'm going to read you the email we received, and this is what we're doing on our What's the Tea today. And if it's something you relate to, you, let's have a conversation about it. Hi, Clement. A while back, I visited a friend of mine whom I had not seen in a while. In our moment of catching up, she happened to tell me a secret that I vowed to take to the grave with me. But it was so heavy on me that the second I walked into my mother's house, the story just fell out of my mouth. Last weekend, we decided to pass by my mother's house with my friend. And in the 2 minutes that I left them alone, my mother started mentioning how terribly sorry she was about the baby. And she touched on every detail, the fact that my friend had given birth to a stillborn baby in her house, and instead of calling an ambulance, she and her partner decided to bury the baby themselves without consulting the family, as they had already experienced two miscarriages before. I've never been so embarrassed. I felt so bad. Really bad. I always tell my mom secrets, and she has always been good at keeping them, or at least that's what I thought. And I tell my mother because sometimes I can't bear to carry the secret on my own. Sometimes I need to share that weight with someone, you know. I swear at that moment I realized just how terrible I am at keeping secrets, and I wonder how some people master it. When somebody tells you a secret, do you tell somebody else, and have you vowed to keep it hush-hush, and you did keep it hush-hush, or do you just, you know, tuck the secret neatly inside your chest until the day you die? I'm really feeling bad about what I did to my friend, and I'm interested to hear what the 702 listeners' experiences are around secrets. All right, that is the email. This is deep, right? Because I mean, what do you do? Does the friend get angry at you for telling your mom? Because if I'm sharing something so deep with you and I'm telling you, please, let's keep it between us, you tell your mother, you tell your lover, you tell your friend, that's like a betrayal of sorts, is it not? Or is it not a big deal? Can you keep secret when? Because one thing I've realized is A lot of lovers, during pillow talk, there's a lot that comes out. And lovers often share stories of their friends because, oh, my friend told me this. Oh, yeah, that one cheated on this one. Oh, that one did this. And you're telling your lover that. But your friend asked that you keep it together. Or when you are married or you are committed to someone, do you take the posture of, we share everything with each other? Yeah, because in this case, this friend told her friend that, listen, I had a stillborn baby and we didn't tell anyone. We didn't call an ambulance. We just decided to sort it out ourselves with my partner. We buried the child and we didn't even consult the family. Nobody knows. And shame, the mom probably felt sorry for her. That's why the mom said, I'm so terribly sorry about the baby. Whew. That's a tricky one, yeah? So let me know. Are you terrible at keeping secrets? Or are you that good at keeping secrets? And maybe you've told someone a secret before and they've gone to share it with someone else and you found out. How did that make you feel? Give me a call on 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. I have shared things with my mom before about my friends. You know, things that we have shared amongst ourselves as friends. And my mom will never call them and say, hey, I heard you are going through a divorce or this. But my mom will call them to say, hey, I'm just checking on you. And that is already a giveaway to my friends. So my friends will often call me and say, how? Why is your mom suddenly just checking up on me? And I happen to go through a divorce, or I just had a fight with, you know, my wife or my husband. So yeah, so sometimes when I'm with my mom, I can zip. I don't have that. A lover, sure, I think I can create some boundaries and keep some things secret. But with my mom sometimes, especially when it comes to some of the friends that my mom really adores and loves and I grew up with them, sometimes I say some things and she won't go to them and say, oh, I heard this. But she'll just check on them. How are you guys doing? How is this and that? But my friends will pick up that, Clement has said something. How do you deal with secrets? Tasneem in Randburg, good morning.
Hi, morning. So my husband is brilliant at keeping secrets, and I generally have a bad memory. So even though I'm dying to tell you the secret, yeah, I probably would forget. And I intentionally actually do that. But there was something that my bestie told me, and I couldn't believe it, and I wanted to share with my hubby. But I also respect the boundary of somebody telling you in confidentiality. So for me, it's always this concept of God is watching me. So even if my friend doesn't know, God knows, and I disclose something I shouldn't. So I went to my 13-year-old, and I'm like, oh, baby, you know what? Somebody told me something, and I'm like, I really want to share, but I know I can't because I'm now conflicted. He says, Mommy, that's so easy. Just talk to the pillow, and it will be out of your system, and your secret is so safe.
What if as you talk to your pillow, your husband or your kid is behind you?
No, you just need to make sure you're all alone when you're talking to a pillow. But I was like, God smacked you with wisdom of 13-year-old. Wow. You know what I mean?
That's incredible.
That's amazing.
Yeah, listen, you share things with your son, Tasneem, and you know for sure it's not going out. I mean, that wisdom at that age, quite incredible. Hey, Tasneem, do you have ways of keeping secrets? Tasneem says, her child said, just talk to the pillow. No. Why not Ratam Gozi? You want someone to say, you lie. No ways. Huh? The pillow is not going to give you that reaction. So that's not going to work for you, is it? 15 before 12.
What's the tea?
Tell Clement
on 702.
13 minutes before 12 o'clock. Kingsbu on Twitter says, Clement, yo, that lady who sent you an email is really bad at keeping secrets. Not only did she tell her mom, but now the whole of 702 land knows this as well. Well, yeah, but it's anonymous. I could get anonymous. Kinoni. So I guess, yeah, that's all right. Let's go to Pretoria now. Chantel, good morning. Is this Queen Chantel?
Yes, it's the beautiful Queen Chantel. Are you beautiful, King Clement?
I'm all right, Queen. Go ahead.
My beautiful King, you know what? I had a lover many moons ago. Many moons ago, I can say. Now, I thought when you have a lover, you can trust this person. You can share everything with this person. So I had a very, very deep secret that happened to me. And instead of this person sympathizing with me, waited for maybe 6 months, and then he used that same deep, dark secret against me. So all I want to tell you, King Clement, and all the lovely listeners of 702, we must be careful who we talk to. We can't just go around and share things with people, because not everyone is there to love you. Some are just there to destroy you. So honestly speaking, I even told the producer, King Clement, I'd rather speak about myself. That's why I'm an open book. I'd rather tell you a lot of stories about myself, but I will never tell your secrets. If you tell me something, King Clement, why must I go around and tell people? I mean, you would have took a mic and stand on a roof and say it yourself if you were ready.
Exactly.
So I will die with a secret. Yeah. But most people that I share with, they don't die with me.
Yeah. No, Queen Chantel, that's why you are the queen. Thank you for calling in Pretoria.
Well, Clement, these people who like sharing our secrets with their parents to make themselves look good in front of their parents, kiddy red flag, it's all shit. No. Like, my parents, they'll know, like, just general details about my friends, because I know how parents are judgmental. No, man. I'm trying not to judge Anonymous here, but it's hard not to.
Hey, Clement. It's Anonymous in Kempton Park. I've got 2 children. That's my secret. It's only the female side, the woman's side, that they know. From my side, any friend, nobody knows. Meters.
What? Wait, 2 kids? And only their mothers know? Is that how I'm understanding it right? Shoo. Okay, I'm just hoping that there's no woman you are living with now who doesn't know about the other 2 kids. Because, my friend, that can end really bad.
Morning, Clement. The person that sent the email is so good at keeping secrets, she decided to share it on national radio.
Hi, Clem. If when you cannot keep the secret and you share the secret with me, how do you expect me to be quiet? I'm going to tell someone else. That's me. Don't tell me your secret.
But you want to offload. I mean, there are some things that are really tough to deal with on your own, right? So you want to offload. And I'm not thinking about it as a secret. I'm just thinking about it as I'm sharing with my friend what I'm going through or what I've done. And yeah, and how do you decide some secrets are actually like just like this one, Yona, has to go to the police? Like, what if your friend tells you they've murdered someone? Yo. Because now that's venturing into contravening the law, right? What do you do? Do you, you know, say, ish, friend, I'm sorry, and leave it there? Or do you say, friend, I think I have a duty to report this to the police station? What do you do? Yeah, it can really, really be tricky. Hi, Clement. I have been married for 20 years. I've been a medical doctor for 21 years. I've never shared any of my client's secret with my wife. Never. She even accused me of not trusting her. My name is Pauline Mafikeng. Paul, that's interesting. So medical doctor for 21 years. You've been married for 20 years. Really, Paul? Really? Look, I understand the client-patient confidentiality, but I mean, even when I'm sitting there with my therapist, I'm like, I know there are chances that one day when you're chilling there comfortable with your boo, yeah, maybe you'll mention a thing or two. And maybe you don't mention the name and say this is the person, but you just, you know, you're like, you know, I have a client who's done this. I don't know, but and I believe there are people like Paul probably out there who are like, they took an oath. They're not like our politicians. Like, they really, really follow through and they don't reveal. And if you're a doctor, please let me know. Or maybe you work in a space where there are a lot of like deep secrets that are often told to you. Maybe you're a state agent. You are a spook. Really? You keep secrets? You've never mentioned a thing, even as a doctor, as a therapist, to your wife, your husband, your partner?
Clement, good morning. Good morning to the team. I think it's Alicia Keys who has a song titled Pages in Your Diary, I think, where she goes, I won't tell your secrets. Just think of me as the pages in your diary. There's people we can do that with. There's people we cannot do that with, Clement.
I think someone did a research study that when you tell someone something, they will tell five people.
Sure.
And each of those five will tell three others. And each of those three will tell one other person.
Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. So what do we do, guys? We can't keep stuff to ourselves, can we? We can't. I mean, sometimes you get scared that your friends or your family will probably judge you, but hey, you can't keep some of this stuff away from people. You want to offload, and sometimes offloading to your therapist is not enough. You need that friend, you know, who can relate sometimes, no?
Some secrets.
Hi, Clement. I agree with a lot of people that say, if it burnt your chest, ne? If you had to tell someone, why do you think it's not going to burn the other person on their chest? And then they tell someone, and then that other person, and then the chain goes on. So rather keep your secrets to yourself, go into the field and just talk them out into the wind and do whatever you need to do, or pray about them, or talk to your pillow. Not a person. Hey, a person is just waiting on play, and then they tell the other person.
Hello, Clement. I can't keep a secret. My brother offloads to my husband. My husband tells me, I tell my sister. I don't want to be stressed about other people's issues. So I just pass on the secret. If you can't keep it to yourself, so don't stress me about your secret. Mapula from Pretoria.
Hey, Mapula, you're terrible. Ay, ay, ay. Mapula, no. No. You can do better.
Clement, the signs are always there for people that you should never tell your secrets to. When that person can come up to you and tell other people stuff, what do you think is going to happen about your stuff? So avoid people that their stories about everyone. Avoid them. Never tell them anything. Graham, I'm anything.
Who? Anonymous, is Clement. I'm a trained social worker, and keeping people's secrets is something that was drilled in our training. So what I do? After someone shared something confidential, I just bury it in my subconscious and I consciously guard the matter that it never slips that mental gate. It's part of my oath. Incredible. Wow. Nelly in Bedford View, good morning.
Hi, Clement. How are you?
Sharp, sharp. Go ahead.
Good. So I shared something intimate, right, with this other lady. We were in a group of sort of couple friends. We all have kids, our kids stay together, so we always meet up frequently. And so I was going through a very dark time, and I shared some information with her. I was like, look, I think I'm going through an eating disorder, and I'm lacking intimacy in my relationship, blah, blah, blah. So I thought from female to female, you know, she could maybe uplift me somehow. But it seemed like Sissy couldn't wait to, you know, find some dirt on me, because the next gathering we had, I suddenly had, like, from other husbands asking me questions like, aren't you going to eat anything?
Oh, no.
Hey, I hope you're not going to lose more weight. You look okay. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and she was over there kissing and hugging on her man and just like bursting into laughter. And
no.
I thought, wow.
Yeah, no. Wow, indeed, Nelly. Wow. Sure. Thank you for sharing that, Nelly. And yeah, your friend better learn the boundaries.